Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You tuned in to Youth Talk with me, Bibi Aisha Leher, on Radio Islam International and Summercast on Sirius FM. Now, time change is for Ramadan only, so hence our show now is between 8 and 9 a.m. Inshallah, after Ramadan, we go back between 10 and 11 a.m. This morning, we'll be talking about how to make Ramadan meta. Now, if we sit back and we think about how many days of Ramadan has already passed us, and we think to ourselves that Ramadan is going away so soon, there's still so much that we need to do, there's still so much of ibadah that we need to make. So obviously these need to be our priorities, where we have to make the time to make as much ibadah as we can, and we will be approaching the last day and night soon, so obviously take advantage of this time. But today my focus is on making Ramadan matter in the sense where we give off ourselves to others for the pleasure of Allah, an ideal and opportunity, a great time and an ideal opportunity to teach young children, to teach teenagers, any children in your neighborhood, in your family, the joys of giving. I mean, whatever it is that we give in the month of Ramadan for the pleasure of Allah, obviously the reward for it is multiplied. And obviously the intention is that if we do these good deeds in Ramadan, we must make the firm intention that Allah grants us the ability to continue doing this after Ramadan, inshallah, for His pleasure. So obviously, children these days are very, very technologically savvy. You know, a lot of them have access to WhatsApp, to other means of social media. And there's been lots of videos, lots of clips on television, on various stations about obviously the plight of Muslims around the world when it comes to orphan children. And obviously the cry and the plea from these children is that they are hungry. So an ideal time, you know, to sit with children in your care, whether you are a parent, whether you are a grandparent, whether you're an aunt or uncle, a caregiver, anyone that has any contact with children, make their time with the children under your care and show them some of the aspects of these videos. Show them what the circumstances under which so many children around the world are living in, and have this opportunity to speak to young children and tell them that what we take for granted, there are so many people who are crying and praying for. We have our roza, and we know that at the time of iftar, there's so much a variety of food on the table. We know that we have shelter, we know that we have clothes, we know we have parents. Think about the children who do not have these basic needs. So when we're looking at these videos on social media, or we're looking at pictures, or we're reading the newspaper, people are talking about it, it's an ideal time to sit with young children and teach them about having an attitude of gratitude and thanking Allah for everything it is that we have, and also the joys of giving. Young children especially have such inquiring minds, and they're always asking questions, and they love stories. So this is an ideal moment as well to talk about Islam, to talk about deen. I mean, being an educator, you know, I get to interact obviously with many children, especially young children, and they get so excited, and they'll mention that I was up this morning for Sehri, or I'm going to be fasting tomorrow. And I'll tell them, like, I'll ask them, why did you wake up for Sehri, or why are you fasting? And they're like, I don't know, my mummy said, or my daddy said. And I would wonder to myself that, you know, parents, you know, like I said, firstly a reminder to myself, parents, caregivers, family members, extended family members, talk to children and explain to them, this is Ramadan, this is what we do in Ramadan. You know, try and use this opportunity where you're explaining to children, why do we wake up for Sehri? What is the purpose of Sehri? What is the purpose of reading Tarawih? What is the purpose of reading Quran? You know, additionally in Ramadan, because you'd be so amazed how young children obviously want, I mean, you are their role models. They want to imitate you. They want to be you. So by following what you do and explaining to them why you are doing this, they're going to be copying you. And another thing is something that I've observed this Ramadan and many Ramadans is when young children discuss what they're doing in Ramadan, and they share with their friends. You know, I attended Salah with my father, or I read Salah with my mother. We went to so-and-so place, and this is what we did. Other children are motivated, because it's so amazing how young children are so inspired by their peers. So even for teenagers, you know, they want to share in activities that their peers are doing, and they look and they say, if so-and-so, if Fatima can do this, or if Muhammad can do this, then so can I. So that attitude of giving and assisting others for the pleasure of Allah is basically the theme for Ramadan. We help other people and again encourage this with the children in your care. Other suggestions that I have for making Ramadan better is obviously explaining to children that when we want to get closeness towards Allah, we do good deeds and we do it to please Allah. We do not need recognition from other people. When we give to others, we feel nice inside. We feel happy when we see another person smile. And that is very important, especially for young children who are growing up in an environment where they are fortunate enough to be able to give off of themselves by observing the people who take care of them. They will grow up, inshallah, to be teenagers and adults who have this habit already with them. So for them to be able to give to another person for the pleasure of Allah will become second nature. And this is exactly what we're hoping to achieve, inshallah, what we should be striving to achieve. Also, especially with young children and the inquiring minds, teaching children the beauty of sharing. The goodness of how good you feel when you have something and somebody may not have something, and giving them from what you have. That feeling is just so precious. And when you see children doing that, especially very young children, they grow up with this attitude, and we make dua that they follow this practice all the time. Something also that, you know, we always say charity begins at home. So the ideal time, again, Ramadan, you know, aside from our salah and our ibadat and our dhikr and reading Quran, there is so many opportunities to make the people close to you happy. Firstly, the people in your family. So for mothers that are listening in and fathers that are listening in, caregivers, encourage the children under your care to assist at home by relieving the adults, in the sense that if mom's tired, tell her, okay, today, me being the oldest sibling, I am going to babysit the younger siblings, or I am going to help my sibling with their homework. Or maybe, you know, for older children, teenagers, you know, explain to parents or your family members that today, give me the opportunity to prepare iftar. Whatever it could be. It could be something small, it could be something light, but it's just developing that sense of independence, developing that sense of I am giving to my family for the pleasure of Allah. Also, reminding children of doing good deeds to please Allah, to make Allah happy with us first. Very, very important. Easy thing, laying the table for iftar or clearing up the table after iftar, helping with household chores, showing kindness to siblings. Often during the weekends in Ramadan, sometimes children get a bit bored. You know, during the week, they're going to school, they're going to madrasa, they're kept occupied. But during the weekends, they can tend to work on each other's nerves. So maybe having this weekly talim or maybe daily talim or whatever time that you can make after salah, sitting with children and telling them that, can we try today or maybe just for this week to be a little more patient with your younger brother or sister? Or telling the smaller sibling, can you be a bit more patient with your older brother or sister? Let's try it for a week and let's see how good you feel. And then from a week, take it to the second week, to the third week, maybe the whole month, inshallah. And then later, hopefully, you make dua that it becomes a habit. Let's help someone in the home. If you have a helper, ask her or him, can I assist you today for the pleasure of Allah? It's such a beautiful feeling because it's also making children feel that they are part of the home, that they are contributing. And when it comes to household chores, it becomes second nature. It's not like I have to do this, it's like I want to do this. Very, very important. Also showing respect to parents, showing children how to speak to other people. Now again, we always say this, I think I say this almost in every show, that children learn more from what we do than what we say. So when we are speaking to our siblings or we are speaking to our parents or our neighbors or anybody that we are in contact with, these little children are watching you. Those little eyes are looking at you. Those little ears are listening to what you say, and they are going to imitate you. Greeting everybody that you see, smiling at a stranger, offering to help somebody when you go maybe to a shopping center and they have a whole lot of parcels in their hands, going up to them, greeting them and saying, sister, may I help you? Can I take this for you to wherever you need to go? Or brother, can I lift that for you? Children are going to look at what you're doing and they are going to want to do that as well. Again, earning lots and lots of rewards. Allah will be pleased with them, and you as a parent or a caregiver will obviously be proud of these habits that you are instilling in this child from a very young age, inshallah. Visiting extended family members also, I know with Ramadan, often people say, you know, we don't, there isn't enough time, we're always in a rush. Make the time. On the weekend, set aside some time and say we're going to go and visit daddy or nani or dada or nana or a sick family member or a cousin or an uncle that is not feeling too good, or even if they are feeling good, just going, extending salam, sitting and speaking to them. That is also an example of showing children how to maintain family ties, showing children how important it is to look after and be kind to the people whom we love, who are our family. Our family comes first, very, very important. If you are speaking with kindness and you are making the time to be with your parents and making the time to be with your loved ones, it's going to come as second nature to your child. Teaching children how to speak to how to greet somebody that they may see in passing, smiling at another person, simple acts of charity that earn you such great rewards. I mean, smiling is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teaching children that it is so beautiful to smile, and if you smile at somebody, I guarantee you they're going to smile back at you. And if they didn't smile, they thought about you and they probably made a dua for you. So how beautiful is that? Also an opportune time to help maybe neighbors in the area or elderly people in the neighborhood. Maybe there are some people that are living on their own and they need some assistance. Now my suggestion would be to teenage children who, I know exams is on right now as well, and a lot of the focus is on studying for exams in madrasa, studying for exams at school. But even if you just set aside 1 hour for that day, or maybe half an hour for that day, just to assist somebody else in your neighborhood. Maybe somebody needs, again, some help carrying something, fetching something, a babysitting, maybe relieving a neighbor that has an important errand, or maybe somebody who has young children and they are busy in the kitchen or they're busy doing something, and you say, today, can I assist to babysit so-and-so just to help you a little bit? It makes such a difference, and it's obviously something that will make people happy and it will make you feel good inside. Again, you know, also some time when you have, you know, obviously Ramadan is the month of giving. Like we said, your rewards are multiplied. So going through gently worn clothing and gently used toys and sitting with children and telling them that you have this toy and you've had it for quite some time, but I noticed that you're not playing with it so often. How about we give it to somebody else who's going to be so happy and so excited to play with it, and you are also going to make a new friend. That is such an ideal way of teaching children how to give to others who don't have. So gathering old clothes, gently worn clothes, gathering gently used toys and giving it to another child. So perhaps visiting an orphanage, a children's home, maybe even another family member where a child is longing to have a particular gadget that you're not using anymore. Obviously, ask your parents' permission first, and giving it to another child. It is such a beautiful way of connecting, making another friend, and just making somebody else happy. Also, it teaches you that you don't need more than what you have. You don't always need to acquire a lot of things to feel happy. That's also something that children need to learn from a young age, that a lot of material things are not important. What is important is having what we need, differences between wants and needs, and giving to others, again, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many children have savings, or they should be encouraged to have some savings. Maybe before Ramadan, maybe let's make this niyat this Ramadan, that from this Ramadan to next Ramadan, inshallah, every month from whatever allowance or spending money that our parents give us, let's take out a certain portion and we're going to keep it aside for Ramadan. And our intention is that with those funds, we are going to maybe make a beautiful gift bag, a goodie bag for somebody that we love, somebody who's less fortunate, or maybe contribute it towards there are so many drives, people collecting blankets, or people making food, or people helping others with hampers of essentials that people need. So your intention could be, from this Ramadan, every month I'm going to take a certain amount from what it is that I have, I'm going to put it aside, and then gather maybe your siblings and your cousins and your friends and put that money together, sit down before Ramadan, or well, maybe even now as well, and say, this is our intention, let's make this niyyah that we are going to help somebody for the pleasure of Allah, and put our money together and buy them something that they need and give it to them by the month of Ramadan, for the following year in the month of Ramadan. Ideal way again of letting children work towards a goal, teaching them the beauty of giving to others for the pleasure of Allah, and also making children realize that we must be grateful for the amount of blessings that Allah has given us, and be grateful that we have so much, and learn the beauty of sharing and giving to others, inshallah. You know, we often say that the best gift that you can give to somebody is the gift of time. So again, now in Ramadan, make that niyyah that I'm going to spend time with my family members. I'm going to spend time with my parents. I'm going to make the time. I'm going to make the time to spend with those who are less fortunate. And I'm going to make this niyyah that I'm going to make the effort to continue spending time with those whom I love and those who are less fortunate, even after Ramadan, and try and stick to that niyat and stick to that habit. Simple things like making a promise, like to your parents, I promise that I will help in the house, then inshallah fulfill that promise after Ramadan. I promise that I will do so and so thing, or say such, you know, help somebody else, then make that firm niyyah that, Ya Allah, grant me the guidance and grant me the ability to fulfill those promises. These are all the little aspects that we may think may not be such a big deal, but these are the foundation, the tools for character building, building character, building integrity, teaching children the beauty of having a good heart, and becoming children that later will develop into adults, will be the people who will be promoting the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad SAW and acting upon it. And that is ultimately our purpose in educating and empowering the youth. Volunteering to assist at the masjid. So now during the time of Ramadan, obviously masjids are very full, they're very busy. Lots of brothers and families gather Ramadan at masjids during iftar and enjoy iftar all together, and then perform their salah. So again, with teenage boys, even young adult men, maybe take the teenage boys in your family, in the neighborhood, and, you know, contact the masjid before time, maybe before Ramadan, and ask, how can we assist? Can we assist to lay what we need to lay for iftar? Can we assist to clean up after iftar? How can we assist to make things easier for the people that come to the masjid, that may be elderly, that may be sickly? How can we help other people? It's a beautiful way of getting involved in the community, assisting someone during the month of Ramadan in a masjid. May Allah reward you, inshallah, for whatever good deeds that you can do in this month and always, inshallah. Older friends, like we said again, you know, giving out food hampers, doing a collection, obviously first, always first rule, get your parents' permission. But anything extra that you may have at home, and asking your friends, what do you have? And putting it all together and going to the less fortunate and telling them, this is for you, brother, or this is for you, sister. And maybe also, like we said, giving off your time. So maybe have an iftar with somebody else. All that person would want, yes, they would be very grateful for the food that you have given them, alhamdulillah, they would love it. But also more than that, they would love the fact that you have made time to bond with this person in some way, that somebody actually made the time and the effort to want to take the time to get to know another person. How are you today? How are you feeling? Please have this meal. Please remember me in your du'as. What is your name? How often do we do that? Sometimes we visit children's homes, or we visit the hospitals and we see sick family, maybe sick children, or we go to frail care centers, or we visit various facilities, and maybe we just drop off a parcel. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for that, because that is beautiful, and may Allah accept from you. But if we just stay there a little longer to maybe connect with even just one person who's there, can you imagine how much of joy you are going to be bringing to this person? Ask yourself, will this person remember me in his or her du'as? And you'll be amazed. That could be that one good deed that you may have done could have just been something small to you, but to that person you may have brightened up that person's day, that they will remember you in their duas. Always, you never know. You really never know. So giving the gift of time, very, very important. Even to people that we love. Like we say, we always say we're busy, we're in a rush. I have this to do, I have that to do. I think it's all a matter of priorities. What is on the top of your list? How important is this that is on the top of my list? A month from now, what is on the top of my list? Will it make a difference? What is on the top of my list? Will Allah be pleased with me if I put this first? Maybe just some questions to ask, you know, beautiful time to reflect when we are making salah. Also, when we say make Ramadan meter, teaching children and practicing with them the nafil salah, the nafil ibadat, explaining to them that when you you feel bad inside and you've made a very bad mistake, or you've committed a very bad sin and you're feeling bad, perform Salatul Tawbah, or performing Salatul Hajat when you were in the Salah for need. I mean, we're writing exams now, you want the help of Allah and you're asking Allah, please make this exams easy for me, increase me in knowledge, wisdom and understanding. Teaching children that, you know what, any difficulty that you may be experiencing, that you're going through, and we human beings, we are going to be tested all the time. Let us make dua. Okay, we're going to stop for an ad break, and inshallah, we will continue. When we come after the ad break, we will be speaking to Sister Zahira Sibzalahe. Inshallah, we'll be sharing some beautiful and creative ideas with us. Jazakumullahu khairan. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're back on to Youth Talk with me, Bibi Aisha Leher, on Radio Islam International and simulcast on Sirius FM. And today I'm talking about how to make Ramadan meter. So it's just a few suggestions that I've discussed before the ad break. If you feel there's something that you would like to contribute, you are welcome to call us on 011-854-1548. I just have two more suggestions that I would like to share with the listeners. When it comes to older children as well, I do understand it is exam time now in madrasas, in schools, but here's another idea. When we say we're giving off our time and we're helping others for the pleasure of Allah, what stops us from maybe forming a study group with orphan children at a children's home and assisting them? So in that way, you are tutoring them, you are helping them, you are sharing information with them, and they are sharing information with you. Most importantly, you're going to be making a new friend, they're going to be making a new friend, and Allah will be pleased with us. So in that way, you are giving off your time to somebody else, you are sharing knowledge, you are assisting somebody, you are fasting and doing this in the month of Ramadan, and you are making a new friend. How much of blessings we can get from just that one niyat and that one action of making that possible. Imagine easy ways of attaining good deeds and having this intention that I'm going to do this for the pleasure of Allah. Even helping out at a frail care center, maybe assisting with the chores, or even, I mean, we all know, you know, our grandparents and the elderly in our family, they love talking. They love somebody to listen to their stories. They like talking about when they were growing up and what they did during the month of Ramadan. And when they were, you know, your maybe grandparents when she was a little girl, your nanny, your daddy, somebody, your foy, or your uncle. And just sitting down and saying and asking them, what was it like when you were growing up? What was Ramadan like in your home? What did you do? What was your routine like? That is so special because, again, you're giving somebody your time, and that person feels that, you know what, somebody is listening to me and is interested in my life. What a beautiful way of earning great rewards. Good deeds bring us closer to Allah. It wipes out our sins and we receive lots and lots of blessings. And you never know which one of your good deeds. To you, it may look small, it may look mundane, it may look insignificant, but you have no idea what an impact it creates in another person's life. And you have no idea how much these good deeds are going to elevate you in the eyes of Allah. And that good deed that you do, however simple you may think it may be, is what is could be your entry into Jannah, inshallah. So that is the niyat that we should do as parents, as caregivers, as adults, and encourage the children in our care. Like I said, where they could be cousins, children, nephews, nieces, your own children, children in the community, go and spend time with them, be the role models that they need, and bring them closer to Allah. Lots of rewards for you as well. So my guest in studio, Zahira Sibdaleh has joined me in studio now. MashaAllah, Zahira is a very, very dynamic lady. She has joined us all the way from Norwood. She is very passionate about arts and crafts. I think one of the most creative people that I know, and alhamdulillah, I'm so blessed to know her. And she shares a passion with me where we love children. We love all children. Everybody's child is our child. And when it comes to learners with special needs especially, that is where Zahira really takes that extra time and effort teaching learners with special needs how to put their creative talents into use and come out with magic. That's all I can say. They can come out with magic. I've seen some pictures of crafts that she has had the ability of sitting with young children and teaching these skills to them, and the smiles on their faces and the beautiful end products that come out. MashaAllah. May Allah reward you in abundance, Sister Zahira.
Ameen, ameen, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. JazakAllah for having me back in your studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister, only a pleasure. Every time, you know, when we talk about spending time and giving off to others for the pleasure of Allah, especially when it comes to children, children get so happy. So you're going to be sharing some ideas with us today that our listeners can use at home, you know, teenagers that are tuned in, even young children, of how they can make a difference in the lives of others and to make Ramadan better, inshallah.
Inshallah. So basically, I think it's a broad spectrum. What I'm sharing, I think it's going to hit all age groups. Inshallah. Hope to inspire you and all your listeners.
Always.
For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ameen.
So when it comes to gift giving, it's really the thought that counts. And considering the pastimes, the hobbies, the habits, the preferences of the person that you're gifting, but most importantly, considering the circumstances. So when you're gifting grandparents, I think they have the most items already. So you don't want to give them items that's going to further clutter their homes.
Yes.
So they be sentimental people. Even a little handprint, painted handprint, will bring smiles to them, whether they stick it on the fridge or keep it in their cupboard and stick it on the cupboard or somewhere along the lines, they're happy with that. So being sentimental for grandparents, that's just amazing. So when it comes to grandparents, even if they have something old that you think you could revamp, maybe work with that. Take the item, revamp if you can, or replace it. Just work along those ideas of gifting grandparents. So I have a list of things which you could gift grandparents or elderly people, like key rings, key holders. All you could do these handmade at home with the kids.
When you're talking about sentimental, right? I'm one of these very sentimental people. Like for me, if somebody makes something for me, I get so happy because I feel this person, you know, made that extra effort and took the time to make something for me. So sometimes, maybe that's just my opinion, but homemade always just hits straight to the heart.
And same with myself. Wherever I see handmade or handcrafted or hand-painted, I'm all over it. I'll be looking at it, you know, in awe. Because I'm just, even the gentleman on the side of the street who's doing beadwork, I can sometimes stay at a while at the corner watching him bead because it's handmade, you know, anything to do with handcrafting.
And he's not begging, it's a trade, he's made the time to make something and he's earning a living.
Of course, so on that note, if you ever see them, please give them a thumbs up and also support them, you know, because they are trying to make a living.
Yes.
So back to the grandparents or elderly. So if you're going to a home or you visiting a care center, you can obviously take flower arrangements or handmade cards. These are all lovely gifting ideas. Books, bookmarkers, I love the idea of knitting needles with wool, good quality wool. So when it comes to giving items that are of crafting, this is a comeback, which means you're not visiting during Ramadan and dropping off the item and say, okay, there's a gift for you. This is you coming back. You're coming back and plan a date. Give them a date so they'll look forward to that date. Diarize it and show them, I'll be back on this day. I'll help you. We're making a scarf or we're going to do a lap blanket. Winter's coming. Put in a tutorial in there, photocopy some knit stitching ideas, pearl, whatever it is. Maybe it'll help you and the elderly.
So aside from the ones of visit, the recommendation is excellent because you're giving off your time,
which is
the most important.
Definitely.
And you also sort of, could I say, rekindling a skill.
Yes, most definitely.
Excellent.
So that is the biggest gift you can give. It's a gift of time, like you're saying. And it is difficult in today and age to make the time for these visits and so forth. But of course, it's something we should, even if take out a little bit out of your week or your month for that matter, and make the time, because bringing a smile to somebody is more precious than that is something you can't put a bow on it.
Yes.
You can't tie it into a gift wrap and say, okay, there's a gift for you. Spending quality time, holding hands, giving them hugs, just showing general love and communication, laughing, enjoying time, having a sip of tea together. These are the emotional gifts you want to give people.
These are the moments.
Yeah.
That'll earn you a place in somebody's heart. Like we say, leave heartprint wherever you go.
Of course.
Alhamdulillah.
So inshallah, reward those that do have the time to do that.
Ameen.
And make the time for it. And Allah grant us all that space where we are able to do so, inshallah.
Ameen. Thumma ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
So, I have an idea for... Okay, because we're in the last 10 days and you don't want to spend too much time crafting or creating things because everybody is in a spiritual moment. So basically the ideas I've given you for the elderly home are gifting which you can do throughout the year. For this time of year specifically, because now we are in the short time of the last 10 days and you wanted to spend a little time maybe. So making a gift like a hand scrub, a sugar scrub.
Beautiful
for the elderly.
Idea. Yes.
So, shall I just give you a little quick...
Please do.
So, you can use a cup of white sugar, a quarter cup of coconut oil. You can add some lemon rind and squeeze some of the juice in there. If you don't want to go the lemon alternate, you can use lavender stem, break up the stem in there, or even rose petals. And gift it well, put a tulle around it, wrap it with a little ribbon. These are all homemade stuff. Using a mason jar. Or yes. Even a Tupperware, whatever you have at home, don't be extravagant about it.
Ask mommy first.
Yeah, ask mommy first, because obviously you may be giving out her china.
Exactly.
So, and then gift it, but with the intention, of course, we put in the intention behind it, that I'm not just dropping off you a sugar scrub. I'm coming back, and we're going to give you a hand massage.
Oh,
so make a
beautiful.
Date. Set a date aside. The next time you see me, we're going to use the sugar scrub together, and I'm going to give you a hand massage. And they look forward to that. So this is something along the line for the elderly people. Another one for the elderly, and that's also broad spectrum, I think, heat pack. We always have aches and pains. A little bit of a shoulder, a little bit of a knee, you know, we have these little aches and pains. So this one is really simple and easy to use. Okay, ask mommy first, remember this.
Yes.
You don't want to cut up your dad's shirt.
Exactly.
Or your mommy's pillow slip.
Exactly.
So what you can do is take a old shirt or even your old school shirt for that matter. Make sure it's of cotton fabric, because cotton fabric is something that can be reheated. In here, you're going to cut the sleeves into proportion sizes, or even if you're using a pillow slip, cut the bottom part off where you've got the hemline and the sides, and just leave the top part. So you're going to have like a bit of a strip. So what we'll do is we will put these on the
media
so people can have a vision of what we're talking about. And then you're going to add a cup of rice to it or any white bean.
Okay.
And then stitch the tops off. So you either using the shirt, you're going to have a little pouch, or you're going to have a pillow slip with this end and you're going to stitch the tops off. So in the rice, you can add any essential oils to this. You can add lavender oils. You can add, argan oils. Any oils that you want to add into it, but not too much, because obviously you're going to be using this as a heating pack.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you heat this, not more than 1 minute in the microwave, and put a cup of water next to it. So when you heat in your heat pack, make sure you put a cup of water next to it, and only for a minute. So if you're gifting someone this, you need to put an instruction label on.
Mm-hmm.
No need to go buy it. No need to have somebody print them for you and whatever else goes into all this. You can write this in a neat handwriting, put a little hole to it, tie a ribbon through it, tie it along with your pouch. So you will see an idea of it when we put it out on media.
On social media, yes.
Yeah, people will have an idea not to do this. And it looks like a lovely gift, and it's something they'll be able to use. And I think it's also broad spectrum. So you can also use this as a cold pack. It can go into the freezer as well.
And it's going to bring like such a smile to somebody's face to say that somebody
exactly.
took the time
to
make this some special gift for me.
That's right.
Those are like say, the sentimental gifts.
That's true. Yes.
Okay, now we're talking about children.
Okay, so when we talk about kids, Shame, they make them, they get happy with even a lollipop.
That is true.
So you can just give them a lollipop and get a smile.
True.
So, alhamdulillah, kids are so so loving and so passionate about anything and everything. With children, I think sweets, yummy treats in a mason jar, in a gift bag, or a little drawstring, or try and do whatever you can at home. So using old fabric, using t-shirt, din, using some small item of clothing that's not fitting you anymore. Try and work with those things. And then you slot ribbon through. Also, we'll put this on so you can have an idea of what we're talking about. Then you just fill it up with some yummy goodies, drawstring, again, name tags, loving wishes onto a little card, which you are writing yourself, and put that in there.
And I love the idea about the name tag. So that would obviously mean, you know, contact whichever center that you want to visit. So it could be like an old, like I said, a frail care center,
yes,
or an orphanage, and getting a list of children's names, their ages.
Make it personal, yes,
yes. Because imagine you have something that's personalized. Your name is written like to Zahira,
yes,
love and was always,
yes,
or
yes.
You know, from Bibi Aisha. You feel so nice.
Yeah, and add a little pop-up card to that. So, you
yes.
know, making the card would be a fun thing to do with your family if you all get together and you do something like that, and make it pop up, you know, so it's not just a general card,
yeah.
It's something a little bit, you know, a little over the top, but it's just a card to you, or it may seem like that to somebody else, but when they open it and they see the pop-up and the little writing in there, it's you're going to see the happiness on their faces.
Yes.
Okay, so another one would be for the boys. So I love this idea, and I will put it up. It's the marshmallow gun.
Okay.
So it's made out of PVC piping.
Mm-hmm.
So why I'm suggesting this particular one is because you don't necessarily have to make the craft. You supply all the material. All the sizes, put it in little instructions in there with the into the box, into the gift box, put the PVC pipe in, put the bag of marshmallows in there, and obviously you will give instructions and directions on how to go about the craft. Wrap it nicely, give done. But
beautiful.
With the intention of going back to the orphanage, of
yes,
course,
yes.
That you're going to say, I'm coming, we're going to do this together, and maybe make a few, and then you all can have fun and play with this thing, because it's so, no one can get hurt with this.
Exactly.
And so, then you make these PVC goggles to go along with it, so, you know, you can just have fun with these ideas.
Yes, yes.
Board games, also a fun idea to give as gifts for... orphanage,
children,
because they can
yes.
all play together.
Yes.
And also you. So if you've given a game, it's again a comeback. Make a date.
You're going to go there. And often, I mean, you know, you have young boys that are very good in soccer or cricket or any particular sport. I mean, the girls as well.
Yes.
And or even, you know, boys and girls that are good in crafts, go and teach that skill. You know the saying, give a man a fish and you feed
That's
him for
right.
a day.
Yes.
Teach him how to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. So going and
Absolutely.
Sharing your skill with other children, and you are teaching, you're empowering them.
That's
and
true.
Spending time with them and bringing a smile to their face. And
yes,
very,
very true.
Priceless.
And I know it is hard to make time for these things, but don't do it once or twice or only in Ramadan. Try and make it something that you will do throughout the year. So it's not just a Ramadan thing.
Yes.
It has to be something you have to be able to commit to. If you're doing it, commit yourself to one thing. You don't have to be all over. You don't have to be everywhere. If you are at one place and you say, this is what I'm doing and this is what I'm going to be, the surrounds get used to you. You get used to that. You're just comfortable with each other. Everyone's a family then.
Alhamdulillah. I think from now, maybe the niyat will be that, Ya Allah, I'm going to do this now. And, you know, I'm making this firm intention that I'm going to continue doing this after Ramadan. Please accept from me.
Ameen. Yes, most definitely.
Ameen. Okay, Zahira will be sharing these beautiful ideas on her social media account. That is Zahira Lehe on Facebook and as well as on Instagram, and obviously on mine as well. We just have 2 more minutes. Zahira's going to share one
okay.
quick idea with us.
Really, really quick. This is
okay.
a mini foosball idea.
Okay.
I think the boys and girls will enjoy this one because it's a whole, it's a family entertainment sort of thing. So you need a shoebox. Okay, we will put the picture out as well. Very simple ideas here. You need shoebox, clothing pegs, ruler, hot glue gun, or even just spray paint, whatever, you know, just decorate the item and some gift wrap. So this idea as well, mini foosball, you can pack all the items into the box, wrap the box up, and you give in this as a gift, but it's a comeback gift.
Yes, so you come back and you actually make it together.
You make it together and you're going to play together.
That is
so
excellent.
It's a two-person game, so obviously
yes.
it's a comeback
yes,
game.
Yes, you have to come back.
Yeah.
But that is good because the important thing is that you are making that heart connection.
Yeah. So this is what I like. I feel instead of just giving a gift and saying, goodbye, I'll see you next Ramadan. No, we're not doing that.
Yes.
We're gifting, I will see you next week, following week, after Ramadan, after exams, during school holidays, make the time.
And the important thing is I'm giving off my time for the pleasure of Allah.
Definitely.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your efforts to Zakman al Khairan for these beautiful ideas. Ameen. And we will be chatting to you again soon in the show, in this year, inshallah.
Ameen.
Inshallah, ameen. To our beloved listeners, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our efforts. You know, we are approaching the last 10 days of Ramadan. Just some ideas that Sister Zahira shared with you that you can make and give to somebody who is less fortunate. Go there and make it with them, because they obviously, you're giving the gift of time as well. Beautiful ideas for Eid al-Fitr, because I mean, when it comes to food and sweets, lots of children get that often, you know, when it's, we're talking about our community and environment. So maybe just some other creative ideas. Next week, inshallah, I will be discussing Eid around the world. Inshallah, we will be listening to audio clips from children from the Middle East, from Dubai, from Yemen, from Syria, from Palestine, and inshallah we will be also doing a live crossover to Lebanon and speaking to some of the refugee orphans with Imran Shunara, inshallah, from the African Muslim Agency. So some of the things that we will be discussing next week, please tune in. And you know, just a message, you know, first, like I said, firstly a reminder to myself and then a reminder to our listeners that what we take for granted, there are so many who are praying for. People ask for simple pleasures, and we may think, ah, this is not significant to me, but you don't know how much it could mean to somebody else. So let's make that niyat that, Ya Allah, first and foremost, I thank you for whatever it is that you have given me, and I ask you, Allah, to please use me to benefit others for your pleasure, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and please accept from me. So inshallah, let's make that niyat, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our good deeds, our efforts, and help us bring a smile to others. And we make dua that this must be a ripple effect and it must continue even after Ramadan, inshallah. Mm-hmm. On behalf of myself, Sister Zahira, and my engineer Hafiz Hanzala Hafiji, we ask you to please remember us in your duas, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your duas and all your efforts, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.